Aaron, you said that he was, and I think it's important, and I know this about the Rockefellers from Dr. Dennis Cuddy and many others, who literally, he'll be 20 years old in a lunch line at college, and it was David Rockefeller. And he hears, I mean, they're experts at recruiting and getting what they call players, and that clearly he was, I mean, I want to make it specific and just get you to reiterate what you said last night about you got 30% of the vote, you were having an effect, you made mad as hell, they knew that you'd started the Constitution Party, they knew that you were somebody who was taking action and getting things done, you'd already made some big films, had a lot of other successes,
right.
So they were trying to recruit you, and didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us, you know, this guy's don't touch.
Yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited. But it's more subtle than that.
Well, in your words, just go through the process, and then what he said.
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and he used to go to my house a lot. We'd have dinner, we'd talk, and he'd tell me about business investments, how you get involved in, you know, or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment. And was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations? You know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on, and I used to say to him that I never really did that because that wasn't where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways were on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people.